In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we've been talking about signs from God. Last time we talked a bit about what they are, and also a bit about what they aren't. We said that with rare exceptions, signs are not the super dramatic, like pillars of fire and bolts of lightning, giving us glimpses into the future. By the way, I choose these two things as my example of what signs aren't on purpose. I choose bolt of lightning and pillar of fire because I could cite a once-in-a-lifetime example of each from the Bible. But the fact that they're a once-in-a-lifetime, or perhaps even a once-in-history, proves that's not the Heavenly Father's usual way of granting signs of His power and His presence. Life has enough drama. God doesn't need to add to it with a show. Signs from God are measured. Signs from God are sober, and signs from God are usually quite subtle. And they serve the purpose of increasing faith. They serve the purpose of comforting the afflicted. Signs serve the purpose of energizing the weary. Now, the church is moving through the Gospel of Luke this time of year. And as Father Mark noted last Sunday, there's lots and lots of signs and miracles in Luke. Casting out the fever from Simon's mother. He filled Peter's nets with fish. Jesus healed the lepers. He healed the paralytic. He healed the centurion slave. And many, many more. And today we have two in one in the same story. We hear of the raising of Jairus' 12-year-old daughter, which is interrupted by the healing of the woman with a flow of blood that she had for 12 years. Now, in spite of how dramatic they might sound being read aloud all these centuries later, at the time it's very subtle. There's a subtlety to these signs. With a woman with a flow of blood, she sneaks through the crowd, she touches the hem of Jesus' robe, and she sneaks away. It's very subtle. Almost nobody knows that she's even there. If Jesus doesn't stop, nobody at all would know except the woman herself. And even with Jesus addressing her and the woman telling her story, there's no way for anyone to know for sure. I mean, is she crazy or did this really happen? And if you were a skeptic, this sign would not change your skepticism. You'd say it was a trick or that the woman was a plant, you know, an actress and part of the scam of this prophet trying to take all this credit. Unless you already believe, signs don't help. With Jairus' daughter, when Jesus arrives and he tells everyone she is not dead, only sleeping, they ridicule him, they mock him, they laugh at him. And then Jesus puts most of them outside and raises her from the dead. Now, mark my words, half those people went home thinking, my gosh, I guess she was sleeping after all. If they didn't believe in Jesus already, these signs of his love and his power aren't going to change that. Unless you already believe, signs don't help. They don't help. Now again, signs from God are usually subtle, rarely dramatic. They're not designed to wow us, although they might, but that's not their purpose. And Scripture is witness, signs rarely bring the skeptics to faith, especially a lasting faith. Often for a skeptic, signs only increase their doubt and their opposition. So then what do signs from God do for us? Like we said, signs from God increase our faith. Signs from God comfort the afflicted. And signs from God energize the weary. Consider the woman with a flow of blood that Jesus heals. Listen to Christ's words that he says to her. He says, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Be of good cheer. There's the comfort of the afflicted. Your faith has made you well. There's the increase in faith. Go in peace, energizing a very weary soul. And when news comes that Jairus' daughter has died during this time, what does Jesus say to him? He says, do not be afraid, only believe, she will be made well. Only believe. There's that increase in faith. Do not be afraid. She will be made well. There's the comfort of the afflicted. And then after Jesus raises her from the dead, what does he say? He says, give her something to eat. There he is energizing some very weary parents, giving them the energy to do the next thing that God's calling them to do. Signs from God are not designed to wow us, even if they do. Signs from God are designed to increase our faith. They're designed to comfort the afflicted, and they're designed to give energy to the weary. Now, because many signs from God are subtle, it's entirely possible to miss them. It's entirely possible that we just write them off as a coincidence, to walk away saying, I guess she was just sleeping after all. So how do we not miss them? How do we not miss them? I had a conversation last week with a bishop and one of his parishioners. And the bishop said, always be ready, always be prepared for a sign from God or one of his miracles. Always be prepared for a sign from God or one of his miracles. And the parishioner, who is dealing with some pretty heavy stuff in their life, asked the bishop, how the heck, although they used a stronger word than heck, how the heck can a person possibly prepare themselves for a miracle? Miracles are by definition unexpected. So I calmly as possible put it this way. I said, for me, being prepared is eyes wide open, ears wide open, heart wide open. For me, I said, the important thing is to be watching. Now, how many signs from God have I missed in my life because I wasn't paying attention? Because I simply wasn't looking? Or even after seeing them, wrote it off as a coincidence because it just wasn't on my radar that it might have been God acting in my life. Walked away thinking, I guess she was just sleeping after all. God's signs are rarely cosmic drama. When they are, those are once in a lifetime or even once in history. Life has enough drama on its own. God doesn't need to add to it with a show. The signs from God are usually subtle and serve the purpose of increasing your faith, of comforting you when you're afflicted, and energizing you when you are weary. To that end, always be prepared for a sign. Eyes open, ears open, and heart wide open. Amen. Amen.